who's the quarterback?
Who's the quarterback? We got three quarterbacks. Kyle Orton has taken the reps the last couple of days. Tony Romo has not practiced, and John Kitten has been taking the scout team reps. So, we'll see what Tony's status is over the next couple of days and what his availability is, and proceed accordingly.
How is Tony doing? Is he feeling any better? Is the treatment and the stuff he's doing helping?
Well, I think he's still trying to get better each and every day, and you'll have to ask him specifically. It probably comes and goes a little bit, but he's been in the facility the last couple of days getting treatment, and again, hopefully it gets better as this week goes on.
Is there anything that indicates that that you're feeling confident about him coming back? It seems like you've been saying day to day and all this other stuff. Are you that confident he might come back?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way we handle injuries. We have to take them day by day, particularly with an injury like his. So much of it is how you feel and how you're responding to the treatment. And when you wake up in the morning, boy, this is feeling better, or it's not getting much better. And, you kind of proceed accordingly. So that's the approach we've taken. It's really the approach we take with all our injuries.
Jason, how do you balance? Obviously, Tony wants to play. We all know how badly he wants to be out there. How do you balance, his long-term health with, such a big game, so much at stake, and he's your guy?
Well, we would never compromise any player's health, really for the short term or for the long term. And that's line one in all these evaluations. But, having said that, you just want to make your best judgments. The players typically want to play and would do anything to get out there. We have to take all the factors into consideration and make our best decision. His input certainly has a big part in this, how he's feeling, what he wants to do. But there's also a medical analysis that goes on. And collectively we'll put all those factors together and try to make our best decision for him and for our team.
Jason, can you talk about the impact this has on the rest of the offense preparing for this week? Your offensive lineman, your receivers, running back, timing plays. How does not having Romo in practice impact your preparation for the Eagles?
Well, you deal with injuries all the time. And, the next guy just has to go in there and hopefully just proceed accordingly. If it's offense, defense, or in the kicking game. So, the next guy goes in and you just keep running your offense or running your defense or doing what you do on teams and you move along. Certainly, the more experienced players have playing with each other or playing next to each other, that helps. But the backup players typically have been around, and they have an understanding of what the system is. And, you try to call the game and go forward.
Jason, the reports are that Tony is not participating in the meetings either. Is that accurate? And if so, what's the thinking behind that?
Well, the biggest thing is just to get him healthy, and that's line one. And, he's been around our facility. Like a lot of injured players, they spend their time getting the treatment. And, they try to learn the football as they go, but sometimes it's not quite as important for them to be in the meeting as it is to do everything they can to get themselves healthy and ready for the game. And then you pick up what's going on as best you can as the week goes on.
Have you at least given him, a rundown of the game plan this week? Has he been going over that kind of stuff?
Well, he's certainly seen the game plan. There's no question about that.
If I could ask you also, you have a couple other injured players in Dez Bryant. Like, what his status is and everything, and how much does not having Sean Lee affect you guys defensively?
Well, Dez Bryant was limited the last couple of days in practice, so he didn't get all the reps. But, he's been dealing with a few different things over the course of the season. So this isn't necessarily completely new for him. We're hopeful that he feels better tomorrow and can practice more and play in this ball game. Certainly is an important player for us. Sean Lee, the same way, has not participated the last couple of days. And, he's really one of the best leaders we have on our football team and certainly one of our best players. But he's been dealing with a neck for the last couple, 3 weeks. And, our first concern is the player's health and making sure he's healthy and ready to go. And then, certainly the impact on our football team. And Sean's been a guy who's made a huge impact on our team since he's been our starting inside linebacker. And hopefully we can get him back. He'll make some progress over the next few days and see what his availability is.
Hey, Jason, the past 2 weeks, 17 experiences that you had, how does that help you? I'm going into another one this week.
Well, a lot of guys on the team and a lot of guys on the coaching staff have been in these situations over the last couple of years. And, hopefully if you evaluate them the right way afterwards, you learn from them and get better. And, And, you know, at the end of the season a couple of years ago, we played the Giants at their place. And last year we played at Washington. And, you know, and now it's Philadelphia. So hopefully somehow, some way, we benefited from those. We learned from those situations. And hopefully we'll have a chance to play better and win this ball game. We know what the challenge is. Eagles are an awfully good football team. And we're just preparing to put our best foot forward.
Jason, what do you see different from the Eagles compared to mid-October when you played them the first time? What are they doing better?
Oh, I just think they're a really good team. There's no question about that. Offensively, they're very explosive. You know, it starts with how well they can run the football. They're the number one rush team in the NFL. They have a fantastic running back in LeSean McCoy. They have very athletic linemen. They have playmakers outside. And the quarterback is just doing a fantastic job just running the offense and continually makes – you know, big throws for him, keeps drives alive, touchdown throws, makes a lot of little plays with his feet, with his decision-making. So they played very, very well on offense. And similarly on defense, you can tell they're getting more and more comfortable playing the scheme. They have playmaking guys all over that defense. Starts with their rushers. Their linebackers can run and make a lot of plays, and they're very good in the secondary. So it's an impressive team. They have good returners who can make big impact plays. So they haven't won all these games in a row by accident.
That first game was like the only bad game Nick Foles has had this season was against you guys. What were you guys able to do against him that day? And is there a way to explain just kind of like, you know, how that happened?
Well, again, he's been very impressive all year long, like you mentioned. And, you know, we know what the challenges are. You know, we did some good things in that game, you know, trying to contain them, you know, both running it and throwing it and trying to affect the quarterback. But really those are your objectives every week. You know, you're trying to bottle up that run, affect the quarterback and cover him on the back end. And hopefully along the way make some plays that make a difference, sacks and interceptions and those kinds of things. But we have great respect for him. Obviously, he's played awfully, awfully well this year. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to practice well and play our best ball Sunday night.
Jason, would you be comfortable starting a quarterback who hadn't practiced during the week, you know, obviously specifically to Tony?
Yeah, but I think it always depends on the player and how much history you have with the player. Certainly you want your quarterbacks and everyone on your team to practice 3 days, you know, leading up to a ball game. That's what allows them to prepare their best and play their best. But, you know, those situations aren't always available to you. So sometimes you just have to work your way through it. Tony is a guy who's experienced. He knows our offense. He's played in the system for a long time. And, you know, his comfort level, you know, playing without practicing, I think would be maybe as good as anybody's. But certainly our objective is to have our guys practice to get ready.
You said in the Dallas Morning News that if he didn't, you know, practice on Friday and he, all of a sudden he got bad, that he would play. Is that accurate? Would you let him play if he all of a sudden?
Well, again, those are all hypotheticals, and I try not to live in that world. You know, what we try to do is get our players ready to practice every day and give them a chance to prepare as well as they can. And if they're not available to do that, we make our next best decision. We see how they do the next day. And, you know, we don't have any hard and fast rules that if he doesn't practice by this day, he can't play. You know, we don't believe in treating everybody the exact same way in that regard. You know, certainly a more experienced player is more comfortable. You know, you give more of an opportunity to if he hasn't practiced, and Tony would certainly fall into that category. But again, we'll evaluate him the rest of the day, see how he is tomorrow, and make our best decision come game time.
You mentioned the short term, you know, taking a chance on a guy's short term versus his long term health. I imagine if the doctor said this is something that he can't play with because he'll risk his future health, that he would have been shut down by now. So what's your understanding with regard to how much he can play with this and play through it and not risk his long-term health?
Well, I think as you go, when you have an injury like this, you're gaining more and more information each and every day. I don't know that you say, boom, this is it, this is what it is, this is what we're doing, you know, immediately after it happens. I think so much of it is, how's he feeling the next day? How's he feeling the next day? We've done this kind of treatment. How has he responded to it? And you continue to gather information as you go. And his feedback is really important to this whole process. There's a medical evaluation, but there's also how is he feeling? How functional is he? All those things, you know, come into play. And those things can change over the course of a day, over the course of a week. So you continue to gather that information, you know, if there's any threat of you know, long-term damage, short-term damage, something that's going to make him worse physically, we certainly wouldn't put him in harm's way. You know, we're all competitive. We all want to win. We all are doing everything we can to win. But at the same time, the player's health is first and foremost.
So then based on how he feels today, if there was a game today, could he play today?
Again, that's one of those hypotheticals you don't want to get into. The game is Sunday, so this is where he is coming off the injury, and we'll see how he is the rest of the day and tomorrow and keep making our judgments.
Based on the information that you have now, would there be possibility of long-term ramifications if he did play based on the knowledge that you have as of right now?
If we knew that he could hurt himself any further, we wouldn't be having this discussion. We're just trying to see how he feels every day and again, make our best decision leading into this ball game. So, you know, we'll continue to do that over the course of the next couple of days and, again, try to make our best decisions.
But today's not a hypothetical, so if the game was today, could he play?
I think as soon as you put that word "if" in there, it becomes a hypothetical, doesn't it?